So, today the question is Sinn Féin really considering a future beyond Mary Lou McDonald? Well, the Republican leader recently changed her tune on this year's presidential election, refusing, for the first time, to rule out a run for the Arras. But what would that mean for the party that's currently leading in the opinion polls? It's News Talk Daily. I'm Ciara Doherty, and it's a real pleasure to welcome News Talk Breakfast presenter Shane Coleman to our podcast HQ for the first time. Good morning, Shane.
Morning, Ciara. Good to be here.
Are you responsible for this conversation around Mary Lou and the presidency again, given the piece that you wrote at the weekend in the Business Post?
Yeah, well, look, it's obviously something Sinn Féin have been considering. I wrote the piece not based on any particular intelligence or tip-offs or anything from anybody. I just wrote a piece basically saying, if Sinn Féin want to win the presidency, there's only one candidate that can win it for them, and that's Mary Lou McDonald. And if they do want to win it, they should run her. And I went through the other candidates and why I thought they wouldn't win. And then, lo and behold, the next day, Mary Lou was at an event and she was asked, would she consider being a candidate? And having ruled it out very emphatically in March, I think it was, she gave the classic not ruling anything out or ruling anything in. I do think that's significant.
Well, we're in this process and we're not ruling anything in or anything out. As and when we have news for you around our own process and procedure, and the runners and riders have seen lots of people's names mentioned. We're not making any comment definitively on any of them, myself included.
Not mischievous, not, you know what, it's sort of better to be talked about than not talked about. It creates a bit of a conversation around Sinn Féin and the presidency.
I don't think so, because I think that's too risky, because I think then if they don't go for Mary Lou McDonald, well then any other Sinn Féin candidate would be seen as second choice. So I don't think so. I think it must be something. I didn't know when I wrote the piece if it was something that would be of interest to Mary Lou McDonald or not. I could only speculate. Obviously, I can't get inside her head. I didn't speak to her in relation to the piece. But I took her answer to be, I interpreted it as, this is something that is under consideration in the party. And I'm presuming has been for some time.
I mean, the other names that have been mooted include Michelle O'Neill, Conor Murphy, John Finucane, maybe even Gerry Adams.
Yeah,
none of
them would win.
Is not going to happen, isn't it? Not. You can't answer those questions that are always put to Gerry Adams.
Yeah.
They always put him in a difficult spot. And
too much baggage, and apparently isn't interested. So I think we can rule out Gerry Adams. The rest of the candidates, John Finucane, I mean, I think that, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but John Who down here, I don't think people have heard of him down here. I'm sure he's a very fine politician in the north, but I just think there's no name recognition. Michelle O'Neill would have more name recognition, but I'm not sure how viable a candidate she is. How good would she be in debate settings? How good would she be getting grilled by the media? That doesn't particularly happen in the north. She's largely insulated from that. I don't see her being the candidate.
And the polling for her that we've seen to date has been really poor. I think that last Sunday Independent poll put her at 14% when asked if people would vote for her in the presidency in Ireland. So that's not going to give them any confidence.
I think she'd struggle in a campaign. So I could see that figure actually maybe being less than that. Conor Murphy, I think the same as John Finucane. I just don't see him as a viable candidate. So for me, it's simple. If Sinn Féin want to contest the election themselves, as opposed to a united left candidate, and we can talk about that as well as to whether that's likely to happen, then I think it's Mary Lou or bust for me. And if they ran Mary Lou, I think they would have a serious chance of winning the presidency. I think she'd be a formidable candidate.
Let's talk about her personality, first of all. Right. We've both met her, I'm sure, and interviewed her many times. She has real likability.
Yeah.
She has great rapport with people. She is a real people's person.
Yeah.
She is a formidable debater. She wouldn't be questioned loads in policy. It's more an ideology in the presidency. Yeah. That's where she's strong.
You're making all the points I would have made myself. So I'll just say yes. No, you're 100% right. Like, she is really good on the hustings. Like, Sinn Féin had a poor election last time around, and no matter what way they dress it up, they had a poor election, particularly given where they were in the polls. It could have been worse. But I will say, anyone who saw Mary Lou McDonald on the hustings, she was good. She's really warm. She's likeable. She's a hugger on the campaign trail. people like her, and it's genuine. Like, there is a rapport there with people. So she has that, and that's really important in a presidential election. And look, the other thing about presidential elections is, you know, talk to some of the people who have been through elections in the past, you know, Mary Davis, David Norris, any number of people who've contested elections and still have the scars in their back to show it. It can be brutal. It can be horrendous. You are put through the mincer. That would hold no fears for Mary Lou McDonald. Like,
she's been put through the mincer repeatedly over the last decade.
I counted for the piece I wrote. I can't remember the number of elections she's fought since 2003. It's something like 7 or 8 elections. So she's, you know, we know everything there is to know about her. There's a book being written about her, a biography written about her. So that would hold no fears. There's not going to be a gotcha moment or anything with Mary Lou. She'll be well able for the brickbats that'll be thrown at her. And you raise a really critical point. Where she has been weak is on policy detail. And
because of the flip-flops sometimes,
yeah,
in the
party. At times she has struggled, and there was an interview particularly, I think, on the Claire Byrne show during the general election where she struggled on policy and very audibly struggled on policy detail. Not an issue in the presidential election. That won't arise. And she will be well able for and well up for the debates that would inevitably take place. So I think she would be a really good candidate. She's also called Mary. She's got Mary in her name. And obviously you can't become President Arnold as a woman unless you've got Mary in your name. I'm joking, but she has name recognition. I think for me, if she did decide to stand, I think she would immediately be the front runner. Now, look, we know presidential elections are very hard to call. We're still 3.5 months out. It's a mug's game trying to predict these things. But I think the term I used in my Business Post column, it's a GA term, she would be hard bet. I think we can put it that way.
When we look at the competition that is out there currently, and the big contender seems to be Mairead McGuinness.
Yeah.
So Mairead McGuinness, Mary Lou McDonald, head to head, you feel she takes the edge on that?
I think Mary Lou wins that contest. Like, Fine Gael have never won a presidential election, ever. Are they really going to win one having been in government since, 2011? So what's that, 14 years? That's not a great way to fight an election. Mairead McGuinness, she's a formidable CV. Not sure she has the same likability factor as Mary Lou. I don't mean to be unkind anyway, but Mary Lou comes across with more warmth. I think she's probably a better campaigner on the ground, on the hustings. I just think the Sinn Féin, being in opposition, is a better place to fight the election from.
I spoke to somebody within Sinn Féin last night, right, to give them a call to get their feeling about this, right? And I could hear genuinely their own turmoil within their head that's clearly happening within the party. And the word that they kept using was risk, risk, risk. This is high risk, because if it works and she wins, it's a genius move.
Yeah.
If she loses, you've shot yourself in the foot, because they felt that if she lost the presidential election, that she wouldn't be able to continue as leader of the party.
Oh, I think that's accurate. Yeah, I don't see how you could continue. You want
so this to, is the shot for Mary Lou.
And you can imagine the next general election. Sure, you want to be Taoiseach, but you wanted to be president a couple of years ago. You were willing to abandon all that. Yeah, I don't see any circumstances she could stay on as party leader. Where does she to win or where does she to lose? She couldn't stay on. Obviously, in either. Obviously, if she was to win, she couldn't stay on as leader. So I absolutely agree. There is a risk there.
A big risk. Yeah. And they said the real difficulty is, no matter what the polls suggest, the presidential race is really, really difficult to call. And could you ultimately lose and then lose her as the leader of the party? And then have you really shot yourself in the foot? Because who is the clear successor to Mary Lou McDonald, who's literally going to be able to take the bull by the horns and create momentum around the party? And this is what this person I was speaking to said, look, if it works, it could be brilliant, because it would create a bit of momentum in the party. And you can't keep doing the same thing and expect a different outcome. So there are like two general elections in where they should have expected a different outcome and they didn't get it.
Yeah.
So this play could be brilliant you could be a genius, or you could be a massive agent.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like, I think it could be transformative for Sinn Féin. Look, we saw when Mary Robinson won the presidential election in 1990, we saw what it did for Labour in the general election a couple of years later, that spring tide. The momentum for that came from Mary Robinson. If Mary Lou McDonald was elected president, you know, it's not as big a deal as winning a general election, her becoming Taoiseach. It's not the office they aspire to. but it is still high office. And for the first time, you have Sinn Féin in that high office. And that does an acceptability. And, you know, she would be solid in the role, and that itself would create momentum. And people would see Sinn Féin in a place they have never seen him before. So I think the rewards for the party are huge. There is risk, and they would certainly lose Mary Lou McDonald as leader. Would that be disastrous for the party? I'm not entirely convinced.
Well, who's the successor? Well, is it definitely Piers Doherty? I heard somebody say that's going to be unchallenged.
He is the clear front runner.
There's no doubt that there's uncertain times ahead. But what is certain is that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael governments have left us in a vulnerable position. A country rich on paper that feels poor in far too many ways.
I'm not convinced either.
Yeah, I mean, he is a really impressive politician. He is... has an absolute mastery of his brief of finance.
He is good on detail.
He is very good on detail. Very good on policy. Does he have the charisma? Does he have the likability factor that Mary Lou McDonald has? I'm not so sure. And look, his style of debating can be quite abrasive. Again, is that what you want in a general election? So I don't know. It won't be us in the media that'll be picking it. It won't be an election. Well, if it was an election, it would be the first time there was an election of a Sinn Féin leader. I imagine it'll be the back office people who would pick it. Like, do they skip a generation? Do they look at, I don't know, the Onor Brins, the Louise O'Reillys, even Mairead Farrell, Donal Colley? Do they look at someone like that?
Matt Carthy?
I think the points I made about Piers Doherty, I think you could cut and paste for Matt would be my take.
Opposition can hold government to account. And what you have attempted to do is usurp the rights of the opposition, and it won't be tolerated. So what I'm asking you, considering all the hyperbole about pairs, you insist on using your majority to ram through the most undemocratic charade, facade, farce that this doll has seen. Don't expect that the opposition will just sit back and not use our mandate to...
Against that, though, Mary Lou McDonald has been party leader for 7 years. It's a long time. Now, you could make the argument Micheál Martin and Enda Kenny were both party leaders longer before they became Taoiseach, but it's a long time. Does she still have the appetite? Does she want to be there for the next 4 years with no guarantee of becoming Taoiseach? Like, the media were basically had a coronation that she would be Taoiseach 3-4 years ago. It didn't happen. There's no guarantees it'll happen. So does she have the appetite? Does she have the stomach? Does she have the heart to stay on? And if she doesn't, does she have that hunger? If she doesn't, that's a problem.
And she does have a hunger for high office.
She does. The other thing, I wouldn't overstate this, there is certainly no moves, or would be any moves, against Mary Lou McDonald. And there's certainly no anger or antipathy towards her in any way. But I don't get this sense that everybody in the party would be devastated if she was no longer leader. I think there may be some people, and it's notoriously difficult because Sinn Féin, they keep things very tight. I think there would be some people in the party who would think that maybe it would be no bad thing.
That was the sense that I got last night from the person I was speaking to, was maybe this is what we actually need.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the change. This is the pivot. This is the momentum.
Yeah, I'd go along with that. There's a danger that they drift into the next general election.
And maybe sometimes you need to take a mad leap of faith.
Yeah.
You know, you need to take a risk.
Yeah, but I think the rewards for Sinn Féin would be huge. And I think, yes, there is downside, but I don't think the downside is fatal in any way. I mean, within a few months, everyone would have forgotten about the presidential election, were they to lose it. And they would have a new leader. And I would have thought they have the same chance of winning power. For me, the next general election hinges on whether or not the government can sort out the housing and address housing by the next general election. So is it absolutely critical whether it's Mary Lou McDonald as leader of Sinn Féin, or Piers Doherty, or Louise O'Reilly, or Mairead Farrell? I'm not so sure it is, really.
Do you think there's any chance that she could be the left candidate, and that the Sock Dems and Labour and are going to roll in behind her?
I could see the Sock Dems possibly backing her. I don't see Labour backing her. I just think there are too many people in the Labour Party who have too much baggage in relation to Sinn Féin who would say, over my dead body. So I don't see that happening.
And then is that creating an even bigger risk? Because if there's a separate left-leaning candidate like Catherine Connolly, for example, then you're kind of splitting that left vote. Yeah. That increases the risk for her.
Does Catherine Connolly stand if Mary Lou McDonald stands? I wouldn't have thought so. I wouldn't stand if I was Catherine Connolly and Mary Lou McDonald was standing, because, look, Sinn Féin, you would assume they're starting off with 20% of the vote in a presidential election. That doesn't leave a huge amount for a left candidate. So I would not have thought that's a big risk. I mean, what could still happen is a United Left candidate could emerge. The Sinn Féin might, him and Haw, and a United Left candidate could emerge. The one caveat I would point out is United and left are two words rarely seen in the same sentence in Irish politics. So I would be sceptical as to whether or not they could agree on a joint candidate.
So we saw the rows that dominated the early settings of this Dáil, and we did see the left come together when there were questions being raised about Michael Lowry's support of the government and the speaking rights row.
Yeah.
Do you think we're not going to see that again, to the extent that it'll allow them to unite to form a left candidate?
I just think, like, it's one thing aligning on attacking the government. That's easy. And they all had that in common. And they were all keen to put down a marker in the new Dáil. I'm not sure it worked as well for them as they think it did. I think a lot of people found it distasteful, while at the same time, you know, the government didn't cover themselves with glory. So I think trying to find a candidate that all the parties find agreeable, good luck with that. I don't think it'll happen.
Would she run, if Mary Lou were to run, would she run on the platform of United Ireland? I am the president of a United Ireland. Is that going to be her ideology that get people to vote for her?
Yeah, I mean, possibly. I mean, it's a balancing act, isn't it? Because obviously the office is non-party political. It is political, but it's not party political. So she has to be careful. You know, she has to be careful that the line of attack isn't, we can't have her in the Oras because she will be political and party political and she'll be pushing in Ireland. But I've no doubt she's an astute politician. I've no doubt she can walk that balancing act. And yeah, in the same way, you know, Mary McAleese had in a different way as a woman from Northern Ireland was able to, you know, have that kind of building bridges with the Unionist community. I think it might be something that she could say, yeah, look, we are heading towards United Ireland, and what better way to, I suppose, signpost that than elect. And I think voters would find that attractive, who maybe like the idea of United Ireland. It's a kind of a risk-free hit for voters, isn't it?
Well, we're just going to agree with each other again. Because I agree, people, I think, who might be uncomfortable with the idea of the cost of United Ireland, you don't necessarily have to consider that when you're voting for a president. It is just an ideology. They're not going to be up there deciding policy.
Yeah,
so it just creates a conversation. Yeah. And I think people are comfortable with the conversation around United Ireland that doesn't actually get down to the nitty-gritty of how this thing would really work.
I think you're right. Actually, it's interesting because I thought Heather Humphreys would have been a formidable candidate for Fine Gael for reasons also connected to the North. As an Ulster woman, as an Ulster Presbyterian, whose grandfather, I think, signed the Ulster Covenant, I think she could have run a really successful campaign about reaching out to Loyalists and Unionists in advance of United Ireland. And I think for different reasons, obviously, but not entirely dissimilar reasons, I think it could work for Mary Lou McDonald as well.
I think they have about 6 to 8 weeks, that's what I was hearing last night, to make this decision. Will she hold out that long? Because she's going to be asked about this every single turnabout. And if you were a betting man, what would be her ultimate decision?
I think she can hold on. Like, don't forget, politics goes into abeyance once the end of July comes, so the pressure will be off. I'd completely forgotten, but Mary McAleese wasn't launched as a candidate until September, I think, in 1997.
And they don't need a big, long, long lead-in into this because she has the name recognition.
Fact,
the shorter, the better.
You might be better off with a short campaign. I'd say 60-40 that she will run. That would be. But I'm not inside Mary Lou McDonald's head. I don't know what way she is thinking. What I will say is she wouldn't have very far to move. I stuck it into Google Maps. It's about 2 kilometres from her house in Cabra to Áras an Uachtaráin.
A cheap removal van.
Very.
You could
very,
be packed and cheap. In the house for 100 euro. Yeah,
very, very handy. And look, I mean, on a serious note, she's been through a huge amount.
Personally,
over the last, and she's spoken very eloquently about that. She is going to be 60, probably around the time of the next general election. I'm not, as someone who's the same vintage, I'm not suggesting that's old. But it is a time in life where you kind of wonder, what do I want to do with the rest of my life? she might just see this job as being an attractive option. She may not. I don't know. My instinct is, I think more likely to run than not.
Okay, watch this space. Shane Coleman, presenter of News Talk Breakfast. It's really been great having you on News Talk Daily. Thank
Pleasure, you. Pleasure, Ciara.
Well, thanks very much for your company today. You'll find every episode of News Talk Daily on the Go Loud app or wherever you get your podcasts. Until the next time, from me, Ciara Doherty, enjoy the sunshine.